Hello, welcome to your daily briefing. July the 5th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the day that you have given us and for all that you have revealed to us. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us today as we continue our study, as we look upon the things that are happening around us and prepare for that which is to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm sure you're aware of the changes in the weather patterns. Quite a time of heat all over. But there's one article that I'd like to share with you today from the Guardian website. And the article was published on the 2nd of July, 2021. The writer of the article is Leland Secco, C-E-C-C-O. And the title of the article is Record Heat Wave May Have Killed 500 People in Western Canada. The title again. Record Heat Wave May Have Killed 500 People in Western Canada. And there's a subtext to that title which says, British Columbia reports a jump in number of sudden and unexpected deaths and links them to extreme weather. Here's the article. Nearly 500 people may have been killed by record-breaking temperatures in Canada as officials warn that grim toll from heat dome could rise again as more deaths are reported. This happened, of course, in the area of the westernmost province of Canada. On Friday, British Columbia's chief coroner said that 719 sudden and unexpected deaths had been reported over the past week, triple the number during a similar period in a typical year. So now notice the numbers that they're playing with here. They're going from 500 to 719. Continuing. We are releasing this information as it is believed likely that the extreme weather has experienced in the past week is a significant contributing factor to the increased number of deaths, the chief coroner, Lisa Leponte, said in a statement. The coroner's office said it would typically expect close to 230 deaths in a similar period. The overall total will probably rise after more communities provide data, but Leponte said the province has seen a promising downward trend in recent days as the heat ebbs and shifts eastward. Officials have cautioned it will probably take months to determine the exact cause of death for hundreds of residents, but they say heat plays a significant role in the surge in fatalities, especially among seniors in the province. Many of the deaths experienced over the past week were among older individuals living alone in private residences with minimal ventilation, Leponte said in her statement. In a region of the county accustomed to mild summer temperatures, communities were forced to scramble to find ways to help vulnerable residents stay safe amid blundering temperatures. But regional officials are facing growing questions over their response to the crisis. On Thursday, the head of the Prince's Emergency Health Service apologized after residents were made to wait hours for ambulances during the worst of the heat wave. Global News reports that British Columbia's Emergency Services Center, which allows paramedics to be redeployed to high-need areas, wasn't activated until after the worst of the heat wave had passed. The weather system that enveloped large swaths of the Pacific Northwest broke 103 heat records across British Columbia, Alberta, Yukon and Northwest Territories earlier this week, according to Environmental Canada. The heat has done little to help a province already vulnerable to the devastating effects of wildfires. At least two people are believed to have died in a wildfire that destroyed the village of Lilton on Wednesday. Police attempted to search for missing residents, but dangerous conditions have prevented them from entering the community. Late on Friday, 136 active wildfires were reported in British Columbia, including 9 which were of concern, according to officials. The dry, hot weather is expected to continue for the next week, hampering efforts to gain control over the fires. Well, that's just a small picture in that brief article found in The Guardian, published on the 2nd of July, 2021. There's a second article that I'd like for us to look at today. It's found in the Climate Connection website, and it was also published on July the 1st, 2021. The title of this article is Western Canada Burns and Deaths Amount After World's Most Extreme Heat Wave in Modern History. Now, I'd like to read that entire title for you because it says so much. Western Canada Burns and Deaths Amount After World's Most Extreme Heat Wave in Modern History. The article was written by Bob Henson and Jeff Masters, and there's a subtext to the article which says, it's not hype or exaggeration to call the past week's heat wave the most extreme in world weather records. In other words, they haven't seen anything like this before. Here's that article. Hundreds of North Americans, and perhaps many more yet to be tallied, have died of heat-related illness over the past week after a mind-boggling heat wave struck the U.S. Pacific Northwest, U.S., and far southwest Canada. It's virtually certain to be the deadliest weather event on record for the region. The unprecedented death toll is the result of a heat onslaught more intense by some measures than anything in global records, yet very much in line with the expected impacts of a human-warmed climate. Continuing, the poster community of this horrific episode has been written by Linton, British Columbia. The town broke Canada's long-standing all-time national high temperature of 45 degrees Celsius, which would be 113 degrees Fahrenheit, with a high of 46.6 degrees Celsius, or 116 degrees Fahrenheit on Sunday, June the 27th. The next day brought 47.9 degrees Celsius, or 118.2 degrees Fahrenheit, and Tuesday, a stunning 49.6 degrees Celsius, or 121 degrees Fahrenheit. The intense heat flash dried and the rugged forested landscape, and wildfires mushroomed across the area on Wednesday, June the 30th. By evening, the entire town of Linton was under mandatory evacuation orders, and Mayor Polterman told CBC News that the whole town is on fire. Most homes in Linton have been destroyed, according to provincial authorities. Linton is home to the Linton First Nation. In Canada and beyond, Indigenous people are disproportionately affected by climate impacts, and Indigenous knowledge has much to contribute to climate situations. The lightning from the dry thunderstorms that developed was so intense that over 700,000 intra-cloud and cloud-to-ground lightning flashes were recorded in 15 hours. Now, let me just read that sentence again for you. The lightning from the dry thunderstorms that developed was so intense that over 700,000 intra-cloud and cloud-to-ground lightning flashes were recorded in 15 hours, including more than 100,000 cloud-to-ground strikes. That's about 5% of the total number of lightning flashes Canada typically sees in an entire year. All right? The fires have generated huge clouds of choking smoke that put air quality in the red unhealthy range in Kampul, British Columbia, on Thursday. I'm watching a lot of wildfires associated events during the satellite area, and I think that this might be the singularly most extreme I've ever seen, said one of the masters and observers. This is a literal firestorm, producing thousands of lightning strikes and almost certainly countless new fires. This heat disaster's tragic nature is evident even in initial data. British Columbia has reported 486 sudden deaths, three times more than usual for this time of year. At least 16 people died of beet-related causes in Seattle. And in Multnomah County, Oregon, which includes Portland, the county medical examiner announced in poignant news release on Wednesday that 45 residents had died as a result of excessive heat. The preliminary cause of death is hypothermia, the county said. The people who died ranged in age from 47 to 97 and included 17 women and 27 men. Many had underlying health conditions. Many of those who died were found alone, without air conditioning or a fan. Similarly, many of those who died in British Columbia were found alone in unventilated homes, according to the chief coroner of British Columbia, Lisa LaPonte. The eventual death toll from this heat wave is likely to be much higher than current estimates, according to Christy Ebby, a professor of global health at the University of Washington. Death certificates need to be gathered and analyzed from multiple areas, and the underlying and contributing causes of death ascertained to see exactly what the causes were. So it can take months to fully calculate the number of excessive deaths related to a regional heat wave, as explained in detail last December. Those numbers are only going to go up, Ebby said. Focusing only on factors such as heat stroke gives you a massive underestimate of the overall death toll. Many heat wave deaths are triggered by respiratory and cardiovascular failures, often under-recognized as being related to the torrid, often polluted air of a heat wave. If there's one thing Ebby wants to avoid, it's thinking of this catastrophic heat wave as the new normal, which she calls really misleading, as it actually underestimates the gravity of the situation. It implies we're going from one state to another state. We're in a period when there is going to be ongoing change for decades. The new normal is not the current temperature. The new normal is the constant change. And that is a serious thing that we're seeing here, because most of these people are estimating all of what is happening, and they are being blown away with the effect of the change in weather. But this is not just Canada, and it's not just the United States of America. It is across the world. And you can easily see that this is going to be something that will continue to grow and change as time progresses. Continuing the article, it says, never in the century plus history of world weather observations have so many all-time heat records fallen by such a large margin than in the past week's historic heat wave in western North Africa. The only heat wave that compares is the Great Dust Bowl heat wave of July 1936 in the U.S. Midwest and South Central Canada. But even that cannot compare to what happened in the Northwest U.S. and Western Canada over the past week. This is the most anomalous region extreme heat event to occur anywhere on Earth since temperature records began. Nothing can compare, said weather historian Christopher Burt, author of the book Extreme Weather. Pointing to Lytton, Canada, he added, there has never been a national heat record in a country with an extreme period of record and a multitude of observational sites that has beaten by 7 degrees Fahrenheit to 8 degrees Fahrenheit. And then, of course, they give you examples from the counties, each county, showing the temperatures. Like Portland, Oregon, broke its long-standing all-time record of 107 degrees Fahrenheit on 3 days in a row, a stunning feat for any all-time record, with highs of 108 degrees Fahrenheit on Saturday, June 26, 112 degrees on Sunday, and 116 degrees on Monday. That 116 degrees is 1 degree higher than the average daily high on June the 26th at Death Valley, California. And then in Washington, Washington broke its official all-time high to a truly astonishing 11 degrees Fahrenheit after hitting 110 degrees Fahrenheit on Monday. And on August, it went even higher than that. Quivote is located near the lush Hun Rain Forest on the Olympic Peninsula, just 3 miles from the Pacific Ocean, and receives an average of 100 inches of precipitation per year. Jasper, Alberta, broke its all-time high of 36.7 degrees Celsius, or 98.1 degrees Fahrenheit, on 4 days in a row. 4 days in a row. And of course, the numbers are phenomenal. All-time state highs were tied in Washington, 118 degrees Fahrenheit at Dallas Fort. Oregon, 118 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, when you look at these numbers, it is really scary, because all of these nations are, all of these states and all of these counties and all of these nations are experiencing the same kind of rise. You and I need to be aware of the fact that we've been warned concerning all of this. The change in the weather, the circumstances of life, nation against nation, pestilences and storms, etc. The entire process of life transformed. And if you read the warnings that have been given in Matthew chapter 24 and Mark chapter 13 and Luke chapter 21, you will find that the introduction to all of this is quite clearly defined, where God has said to us we need to be ready for the changes that are to come. Now the question would be, how ready are we? I mean, do we understand what is involved here? Do we really see the significance of this? And what solutions do we have? Do you think that simply cutting back on the carbon exhaust that we have up on the ground and stop driving trucks and cars that give off this kind of carbon exhaustion, you really believe that that is going to change the way things are? No, they will not. Because the entire world is now subject to the kinds of changes that God has said will come to pass. What we need to do is to make sure that we're ready for all that God has also warned concerning the trouble that we will have to face on a spiritual level, on an economic level, on a political level. We must be ready to stand with Him and for Him. Because ultimately, because of the way things are heading, those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus will ultimately be blamed for all of what is happening around us and the changes that are taking place. This includes the weather. It includes the heat. It includes the drought. It includes the famine. It includes all of that. And the question is, are you willing to stand with and for the truth? You and I must be careful lest we spend little time, too little time, preparing our hearts for the time to come. I know that we have an intellectual understanding of the truth, but we need to have a practical understanding. We need to surrender our hearts daily, momentarily, to Christ, so that He would give us the strength that is necessary, so that our decision making will be impacted by all that we intellectually know, so that we will be changed according to His will, and our characters will reflect His character. So today, why not turn to Him? Why not ask Him to give you the strength that is necessary? while all of the heat is in existence on the outside, you can feel the warmth and the cool of knowing that your Savior is protecting you and will guide you and will provide for you regardless of the circumstances that surround. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessing. We thank you for the promises that you have made. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to trust you in all things, that we might walk according to your will and be protected by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your daily briefing, July the 5th, 2021.